Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Roots on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Biden tests positive for COVID, or is it cancer? I think Biden tested positive for cancer when he took the COVID test. You're talking about a man who's so confused and so old and so rambling, so dementia-laden, that I don't think he knows what he's got, but it's either COVID or cancer. It's one of those things with the C. I've got cancer, but it's just mild. It'll only last the weekend because of the COVID shot. I mean, he's so confused about everything. You don't know what's going on. He said yesterday he had cancer at a press conference, and today he said he has COVID. Which one is it? Maybe it's both. It's COVID, it's cancer. Most probably there was a meeting, and he was kind of walking by the meeting, and they were saying, how do we get rid of this old fart? How do we do it? We either got to kill him, or we got to throw him off the plane, or we got to make him resign, make his wife, you know, give her $100 million and make him go away. I got it. Let's say he's got COVID. And the other guy said, no, let's say he's got cancer. And he walked by and heard those two, and he just announced them. That's what you're dealing with. And you know, you got to ask a question. If Biden tests positive after supposedly four COVID jabs, the question is it still a pandemic of the unvaccinated? Someone should ask him that. Someone should ask his spokesman. Hey, darling, is it still a pandemic of the unvaccinated? Because he's quadruple vaccinated and he's got COVID. I'm not discussing how severe it is. I mean, forget about the fact that it's a total lie that you get COVID and it's unsevere, but it's not severe because of the vaccine. Total lie. It's not severe because COVID is not severe anymore for anybody. But the reality is, if you're going to die from COVID, it's only the vaccinated that are going to die. Ask Canada. Ask Britain. They both came out with their stats and their leading medical agencies this month. And in the last 90 days, 90-something percent of all the people in Canada and England that died from COVID were vaccinated. And almost all of them were triple vaccinated. So if you are going to die from COVID, which is very rare now, the odds are pretty good you are vaccinated. But forget all that for a moment. Just remember, they convinced you all to take the vaccine by arguing that it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. The only people who get COVID are the unvaccinated, even though for the last year since they said that, almost everyone who gets COVID is vaccinated. What a bunch of liars. Sorry, just knocked my stapler off the table. So it gets so excited sometimes. It's just incredible. And a House-passed defense bill mentions gender 29 times and establishes a gender advisor workforce. This is the 2023 National Defense Authorization Act, which formally establishes a full-time funded station and resourced gender advisory workforce. It easily passed the House by a margin of 3-1, 329-101, which means lots of Republicans voted for it because it's the House-passed version of the fiscal year 2023 National Defense Authorization Act. And there are still a lot of stupid, rhino, ignorant rhino Republicans who actually think you should vote for all these things. And it passed the House by a margin of 3-1, ensures all gender coverage of artificial reproductive services. So let me translate that for you. If you're a man with a penis and you expect to pop a baby out of it, you're now covered. If you're covered for that and you're in the Army, you're the dumbest mother trucker the world's ever known. And you don't belong within 12,000 miles of the Army. You're so stupid. You're such a mentally ill nut job. Unbelievable. What does a Defense Authorization Act have to do with gender? It's just crazy. It just doesn't make any sense. Nothing makes any sense anymore, except that our country is completely screwed up. I'll move on. I keep telling you the economy's in the toilet bowl. I keep telling you we're already in a recession. I keep telling you it's a nightmare. And here's a headline. The state of the U.S. consumer, AT&T crashes as Americans can't afford to pay their phone bills anymore. Shares of AT&T fell on Thursday after CEO John Stankey said that customers are starting to put off paying their phone bills, which resulted in the wireless carrier cutting this year's forecast for free cash flow by $2 billion. Shares fell as much as 11% in early trading, the company's largest slide since 2022, which erased the stock's year-to-date gains. So customers are starting to put off paying their phone bills. Wow. That's amazing. We're not in recession, right? Okay. I mean, forget about the fact they can't pay their rent, they can't pay their mortgages, they can't even pay their phone bills. This is not a good situation. I also want to talk about guns, because I talk often on the show about the fact that in the end, when things get really bad with your own government, at least you always have guns. And that's why Democrats are so scared and they want to get rid of our guns. And they couch it, they cover it up in this idea that you shouldn't own an assault weapon, which is a misnomer anyway, or an automatic weapon, which is a misnomer, because every weapon they're going to ban under the title of automatic is a semi-automatic. It's not an automatic. And it's not a weapon of war. It only looks like the kind that they have in war. It is not the same as the kind they have in war. But on the other hand, they openly admit, Jerry Nadler, New York Congressman Jerry Nadler, openly admitted gun control bill will confiscate firearms in common use. New York Congressman Jerry Nadler openly admitted at a House Judiciary hearing this week that the point of gun control legislation being pushed by Democrats is to confiscate firearms in common use. When questioned by GOP North Carolina Representative Dan Bishop, if Democrats dispute that the assault weapons ban of 2021 proposes to ban guns currently in common use nationwide, Nadler said that's the point of the bill. So to clarify, Mr. Chairman, you're saying is the point of the bill to ban weapons that are in common use in the United States? Yes, Nadler responded. The problem is they're in common use. Bishop went on to tell Democrats what you suggest, that this order can possibly comply with what the Supreme Court has held as regards the Second Amendment in now three separate cases. Absolutely absurd. Bishop declared Democrats in the 1960s are the Democrats of the 2020s. The legislation would ban semi-automatic assault weapons that contain a magazine, a pistol, or forward grip and folding, telescoping, or detachable stock, as well as weapons that could fire more than 10 rounds or contain a threaded barrel or second pistol grip. But the point is they're opening the door to take away all of our guns, period. That's the point of all of it. That's it. The other thing I want to mention today of such importance is former offensive lineman for Notre Dame dies at 35 years old while on a run due to cardiac arrest. Former Notre Dame offensive lineman Paul Duncan, his real name is Paul Emmett Duncan III, but he's Paul Duncan, 35 years old, died of a heart attack out for a jog in his neighborhood. His poor wife, Ellen Duncan, took to Instagram to share the tragic news. Her husband had died unexpectedly yesterday, Friday, July 15th. So this just happened a few days ago. It happened on Friday of last week. Paul went into cardiac arrest while on a run in our neighborhood. Today he was pronounced brain dead. We will have a medical examination to understand the cause of death. Paul's body will be donated to people in need of organs and to medical research. I'm sure he was a great guy. He's survived by his wife, Ellen, and their adoring daughters, Dylan and Sloan. How sad. Offensive lineman for the Fighting Irish from 2005 to 2009. He played with the Denver Broncos in the NFL as an undrafted free agent. And I'm sure he was a great guy, and his teammates are saying a great teammate. And it's a sad thing that he died, but the question has to be asked. I'm sorry, it just has to be asked. Was he vaccinated? And when did he get vaccinated? And is he triple vaccinated? There is an epidemic of former football players dying and basketball players dying and just all athletes of all kinds dying, soccer players dying in huge numbers, I assume, for the same reason that this poor kid Paul just died. out for a run, because when you stress your heart, soccer is this amazing stress on your heart to run around that field back and forth and back and forth. It is such an aerobic stress on your heart. And soccer players have been dying in numbers, the likes of which I've never seen ever before in the history of the world. Have you seen young athletes dropping, collapsing, and dying the way they are in soccer fields in Europe? And quite a few football players have died, and ex-football players have died lately. And quite a few actors have died, and quite a few entertainers have died, and quite a few rockers have died. The numbers are staggering of famous celebrities and well-known people that are dropping dead suddenly and unexpectedly. So much so that they've actually given it a name, SADS, Sudden Adult Death Syndrome, SADS. It's happening so much and so often, they've given it a name. It's a cover-up for the fact that the vaccines are killing so many people, so many people. If you go look at the VAERS report, you will find that 20% of all of the deaths due to the vaccine are cardiac-related. Here's Mark Stein, radio talk show host, called the United Kingdom's Wuhan coronavirus vaccination program a scandal during a special episode of his radio show called Victims of the Vaccine. It is a public policy scandal. It's a public health scandal. Author of many best-selling books, he mentioned victims of the COVID-19 vaccines are spouses, parents, and children. There are those who lost their lives and others who are now chronically injured and can no longer work and are faced with the prospect of selling their homes in order to pay their medical bills. And the UK's political establishment and media ignore the COVID-19 vaccine victims. It's a crazy story. It's going on exactly the same in the United States. And I'm glad that at least one person, Wayne Allyn Root, reports it all day long, all show long. They're killing us. They're killing Americans. And the media won't cover it. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Raw and unfiltered. I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, Wayne, now the root is on fire. So much going on. I'm trying to manage so much at the same time. I had a meeting today, by the way, with one of the biggest radio networks in America. They want Wayne Root to do a five-day-a-week podcast, an hour-a-day video and audio podcast every day of the week for one of the biggest radio networks in America. That's in addition to my three-hour show, in addition to my two new TV shows. And in addition to all the books I write and all the columns I write and everything else I do, I'm just got a lot going on. Try to fit everything into a 24-hour day. Don't want to turn anything down because we all know what people send me as messages all day long. We need your voice, Wayne. We need your voice, Wayne. You got to get your message out there because you are now with Rush Limbaugh gone, the number one guy in America. Well, I want to get my voice out there, and I want more and more people to hear what I have to say because we all know that I affect things out there in a very different way than any other host out there. And I tell the truth more than any other host out there. And so I don't want to say no to anybody, but there's only 24 hours in a day. How many hours can I be on the air? How many hours can my voice last? How many hours can my physical ability last? But that's why Energized Health is so important to me, by the way. I'm on the Energized Health program. Have been for almost 2 years now, 20 months. And Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. And now, 20 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life. It's easy. It's simple. Go now to energizedhealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches, energizedhealth.com. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn the correct blend of extra and intra cellular hydration, the game changers for your life. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Just say War and you get 40% off, or say Wayne Root, or say the Wayne Root Show, or I love Wayne. Go to energizedhealth.com, call 888 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com. Can you imagine doing a three-hour radio show every day and two new TV shows and on top of that, a one-hour podcast every single day, 5 days a week, but they want it to be video as well as audio? I mean, I'm going to have to get up and get in a suit first thing in the morning and just stay in it all day long. And I hate that. I got to tell you, even though most of you see me out and about, and I'm always suited when you see me out and about, in reality, I like to hang out in my home radio and TV studio in a pair of sweatpants and a tank top, coming straight from the gym or going straight to the gym or both. And then, you know, at night, if I'm going to a meeting or an important business dinner, I put on a suit. And during the day, if I have a TV show, I put on a suit for just a quick interview or a quick TV show or a quick podcast. But I don't wear a suit all day long, a monkey suit all day long, and a tie around my neck all day long. I'm pretty soon going to have to, because everything I do is going to be on TV soon. So I don't know. I'm going to have to find more time in the day, and I'm going to have to wear a suit all day long, and I don't want to do that, but that is life. My birthday suit, I generally wear my birthday suit more than I wear a suit. I only go out in a suit because you like to look good when you're out and about and in front of people, and I wear a suit when I'm on TV. But other than that, I don't wear suits. I wear sweatpants and a tank top because I'm, you know, kind of working all day. And in between working, I'm going to my home gym and coming from my home gym and then going back to my home gym. I work out an hour and a half, 2 hours a day in the gym. So that's going to change. I guess there's no choice because I got to get my message out there. The Biden COVID diagnosis, I got this one at Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, and more networks, liberal networks, float new mask restrictions and tout boosters because Biden has COVID. Here's a guy that's boosted and wearing masks all day long. He's got COVID. That's the reason why we should all be boosted and wear masks, is what they're trying to say. Can you imagine the insanity of liberal arguments? The insanity. This is how MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC are reacting to Biden's COVID diagnosis with a multitude of perspectives calling for new masking restrictions and touting the booster shots, the COVID booster shots. This is insanity. So let me get this straight. I got the polio shot. Now I've got polio. I can't walk. Everybody needs to get the polio booster. I want to make sure everybody knows. I'm coming to you from my wheelchair with no legs. You all need the polio booster. Oh, wait a minute. Polio's through the air. Yes, and I was wearing a mask, and I got polio, and now I have no use in my legs, so you need to wear a mask. Does any of this make sense to anybody? It makes no sense. I'm not even sure Biden is vaccinated, by the way, because I just don't believe he could live if he was vaccinated. That weak old feeble man with dementia babbling and spitting on himself and wearing a diaper. I just don't think he'd last a week after getting the COVID vaccine. So I don't believe he even got it. But their claim is he's quadruple vaccines, including double boosted. He's gotten two boosters and he has COVID. He wears a mask all day, and he has COVID. That means you should be boosted, and you should wear a mask, because it's all so successful. All this is a way to get him out of office. He'll be gone very soon. Very, very soon. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn, War.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. the Secret Service is now looking at a criminal investigation into deleted text messages. The DHS Inspector General launching the probe involving texts around the time of last year's riot at the U.S. Capitol. The Secret Service saying the text messages were purged during a planned device replacement program. President Biden is isolated and working from the White House residence after testing positive for COVID. The White House press secretary saying the president is feeling fine with a little dry cough and a runny nose. White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha saying Biden sounded great when he spoke with him earlier today.
He was feeling fine. He'd been working all morning. He hadn't even been able to finish his breakfast because he had just been busy. I encouraged him to finish his breakfast.
This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hey, Chris, is there a reason you play the music for 8 seconds? Play it a little longer. Play it a little longer. All right, I'm back. Wait on the roof. We're having a little music dispute here. Okay, okay, enough. Music dispute going on. Wayne and Chris are pulling a tug-of-war game during the show. Amio Life is the sponsor of this segment of the show. One of my favorite companies, Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution, which is a silver solution you drink, literally drink, 3 times a day and anytime or after I'm out in a crowd as well. And their natural silver mouthwash and their silver gel on my face each night. And their silver lozenges I suck on all throughout the show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. And now they're giving a 30% discount on the entire product line. That's only because of me. I literally told them, I want you to give a gigantic discount in recognition of inflation. And sure enough, they came back and said, how about 30%? Is that enough, Wayne? I said, I would have been thrilled if they gave 15 to 20%. 30 to my listeners? That's great. Visit AmioLife.com. AmioLife.com. Use the promo code ROOT30 to save 30% or give them a call at 800-422-8148. 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT30 to get 30% off all their products, whether it's silver solution, alkaline structured silver solution, natural silver mouthwash, silver gel, or their silver lozenges. 800-422-8148, ROOT30. We've got my guest here, Niger Innes, civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality Corps, and serves on the NRA Board of Directors. Very impressive, the National Rifle Association Board of Directors. Mr. Niger Innes, welcome to the Wayne Al Root Show. How are you?
What's going on, my brother?
You know, we call your segment State of the Disunion because it's not a State of the Union anymore. It's a State of Disunion. And I believe we're headed for a secession. I just call it a divorce. I don't want violence. I don't want civil war. I don't want revolution. I would like a peaceful division of this country all under one umbrella. Maybe we share military. Maybe we share some aspects of a overall government the way the EU does. But each member state or each member country has its own laws, its own tax system, and handles things the way they want. In other words, I don't want a country that's run by Joe Biden. I don't want a country that thinks if you don't like what the Supreme Court says, let's add four new justices. I don't want a country that thinks you should brainwash my kids to be transgender in kindergarten. And I don't want a country with open borders. And I don't want a country that forces vaccine mandates. And so I want to go my own way. It's time for red states to go separate from blue states. I just wanted to see what you thought, being that you named the segment State of this Disunion. Would you be unhappy to see a bit of a kind of a subtle breakup of the United States with red states going one way and blue states going the other?
Well, we seem to be going in that direction culturally for sure. I mean, there's no doubt that our native haunts of places like New York and the coastal California, all the way up to Oregon, they have a particular way of life, a way of thinking about politics, the way you think about government, which is quite different than the American South, quite different than Texas. Quite different than the mountain states. I'm a little uncomfortable with us formally splitting up. I think that the strength of America is our federalist system, whereby we have a federal government that unites us all, but we also have, you know, 50 different state governments that have a degree of autonomy. What I would be for is for giving is you know, thank God we have this Supreme Court that we have today, where you have a situation and you have a controversial issue like abortion, and they say, you know, we're not going to have one federal mandate, one federal law. We're going to kick it to the states and let each state decide for themselves through their political process, through their elected representatives, to do what they will do in this controversial issue. And I think that's going to be the best bet for us. A civil war for the United States, or even a civil divorce within the United States is far more complicated even than the 1860 Civil War, because that was much more of a regional situation. Now you have a situation where there's so much integration amongst the red and the blue states. I mean, for example, you have a state like Georgia where, you know, 95% of the territory is deep red, but then you go to Atlanta and the suburbs of Atlanta and it's deep blue. So what do you do in a situation like that? Where does Georgia go in this new divorce of America?
Well, Niger, you don't have to go as far as Georgia, 3,000 miles away. Where does Nevada go? First of all, almost every state's like that now. You know, Nevada is 100% red except for Clark County, Las Vegas, or maybe you could say Clark County and Washoe, but mostly Clark County. Other than that, it's all red. Same thing with outside of Portland. The entire Oregon is red. Outside of Seattle, the entire Washington is red. But unfortunately, they're blue states now, and people are going to have to relocate. I'm telling you, I've done it. Why should everybody else do it? I moved from New York to California when I thought New York was going to hell. I moved from California to Nevada when I thought Nevada was going to hell. And I got 1 foot in Texas right now. I'm an inch away from moving. You know, I mean, not tomorrow, but if Steve says, Slack's reelected, I'm going to give it a real serious thought. Whether I'm staying in Nevada, it'll be the fourth move of my life. And everyone's going to have to start thinking the same way, and a lot of us are going to have to go to Texas because Texas wants to secede. And I'm telling you, it's a serious movement now, and it's happening all over the country. Whether you like it or not, our country is breaking up. It just can't live together, right versus left. And I'm being very nice. I'm not saying they're crazy and we can't live with them. I'm saying they can't live with us. They don't want anything I want. I don't want anything they want. I'm trying to be nice. I don't want any violence. I just want to peacefully go our separate ways. And it's very complicated. I agree with you 100%. I have no idea how it'll work, and it's very complex, and we share so many things, and you're right. Each state is both blue and red, so it's very difficult how this will work, but Texas and Florida are, and Oklahoma and Utah are clearly all red states, and California and New York and Illinois and Maryland are clearly all blue states. You know what I mean? So it's kind of clear in some of the states. It's just not clear in all of the states. But I see a breakup coming. I see it very clearly.
Well, what I'm hoping for is that the American Renaissance that was taking place under the 4 years of President Trump that we rejuvenate that and that we get that restarted again starting in 2025. I mean, one of the great things that he did is in the subsidy of these big tax and spend states, liberal states like our native New York, like California, which would essentially, you know, get a tax write-off for the abusive taxation system that they have. And what you hope for in that situation, you hope that the tax regime that President Trump put in place doesn't end. Because if it doesn't end, then hopefully what we can have is we can start to go on offense in places like Illinois, like New York, like New Jersey, like California. And the people that have offense within that state will finally rebel and kick out the uber-liberal tax and spend governments that they have.
You know, even Illinois, as much as I said Illinois and New York and California, even Illinois is all red except for Chicago. Except for Cook County. That's
right.
The entire downstate is red. But, it, you know, that's the way it's breaking down. I don't know what to say. If you're trapped in a blue state, you feel you're red. You got to move to a state like Texas that's red. Everyone's going to have to find a way to either stay in their blue state and stay in that new state with rules that I can't stand, or they're going to have to move to a red state and escape it. And by the way, is that really different, Niger, than what's going on right now? If you're trapped in California, which has more Republicans than any other state in America, but you're trapped in the blue state of California, you're living under a completely blue regime with blue rules and blue agenda and environmental rules are everywhere and open borders are visible everywhere and you're letting in millions of illegals. That's your life. You have a choice to move, and they are. Look at all the license plates in Nevada that say California on them. Almost every plate I see on the road says California. So obviously a lot of them are coming here. People are moving with their feet. They're making that decision anyway. I'm just saying I think it's going to go much further than it's going to be a division in this country, a real, you know, non-subtle division. But in any case, I'm trying to avoid the violence. Otherwise, I think there will be violence in the streets. I think if Democrats were to win the midterms and people believe they were rigged and stolen again, I believe you'll see a civil war in this country. So, you know, I'm trying to avoid that is the point I'm trying to make, so that we each get to live in the place we want to live in with the rules we want to live under.
Well, you know, again, let's cross our fingers. And,
let's hope we never
hope
comes
that
to
the red wave is as successful as we all believe it's going to be. And, you know, just a little point of optimism, you know, go back to the future, if you will. We, you know, being native New Yorkers, remember what New York City was like in the 1970s and the 1980s until the Rudy Giuliani revolution. And the people of New York, one of the most liberal cities in the world, actually kicked out the uber liberal leadership, the tax and spend, the permissive crime that was taking place. And we brought in Rudy Giuliani that essentially saved New York City and created a urban renaissance all around the country. That, I think that's all we can hope for, that, you know, people in these blue cities and these deep blue states that are miserable will finally wake up and, kick off the shackles of liberalism.
I'm a very positive guy. I say negative things with a positive, high energy attitude, right? So I'm just telling you, I'm pessimistic on this one. I don't believe even winning the midterms will make any difference at all, because Joe Biden will ruin the country via executive order if he's still president. If he's not, and I tend to believe he will not be, it'll be Kamala Harris ruining the country, and then eventually it'll be like a Gavin Newsom ruining the country. So it doesn't matter if you got Congress, if someone's willing to rule by executive order. But stay there, Niger. We'll take more part two. We get back. Wayne Allyn, War.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners. Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to mypillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. mypillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reed sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Raw and unfiltered.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, Wayne Allyn, welcome back to the show. Niger Innes, part two, civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality, serves on the NRA Board of Directors, and he is, we talked in the first segment about the possibility of kind of this nation dividing right down the middle. I want to talk in this segment about another division in the GOP between Trump and DeSantis. You are very worried about the GOP having an intra-party war between Trump and DeSantis in 2024. Tell us what you see happening.
Well, you know, my concern is that the media, the mainly establishment liberal media, is really pumping up. You know, we were talking about a civil divorce or a civil war in the last segment. Well, what I'm concerned of is, you know, the two stars within our party, clearly the most popular man and the most popular figure in the Republican Party is President Trump. No question about it. But not far behind him is Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, that is doing a magnificent job. And, you know, what I hope for, you know, and I hope for this a year and a half ago, is that President Trump would run again and just put DeSantis on as his running mate. But it looks increasingly so, and it looks like they're being cheered on by the establishment media, that there could very well be an internal fight between Governor DeSantis and President Trump. And the thing about President Trump, remember 2016, is President Trump, when he runs and he fights, he fights hard and he fights to win and he takes no prisoners, you know. So I am readying a bloody primary season within the Republican Party, because we're going to need to be united going into a general election for 2024.
Well, I don't see it as being bloody. I think that Trump wins 99 out of 100 times. I mean, I think as long as he's alive in 2024, you know, he's going to be 78, 79 years old. He's really old. As long as Trump is healthy and alive, he will run and he will be the nominee. DeSantis will get, you know, maybe 20% of the vote. Trump will get 80. I don't see any real threat. If DeSantis even runs, it may be all bravado and talk right now. But as soon as Trump announces he's running, that may be the end of DeSantis, you know, thinking he'll run in 2024. He'll wait for 2028. And I think he's great. Please, I hope DeSantis does not, you know, news doesn't get back to him that Wayne Root is always pro-Trump and therefore I'm against DeSantis. DeSantis is certainly a 1A to Trump for me as one. Trump is my first choice and second choice and third choice all the way to 1,000. And then 1,001 is DeSantis. And there is nobody behind him. That's it. Those are the only two I would accept as the nominees of the GOP. And I could get very comfortable with Ron DeSantis. He's great. He's fabulous. He's better on the vaccines than Trump is. He's much closer to me on vaccines and masks and lockdowns than Trump is. So I'm all cool with DeSantis, but I'm telling you, the reason I'm for Trump is because the media seems to want DeSantis. They don't seem to be scared of him. They want him exactly. So badly. Right, so it tells you Trump is the right one. If they don't want him, then I want him. He must be the right one. So, the latest poll I saw, I know they keep quoting the one or two outliers where, Trump is losing by 1 point to DeSantis at some straw poll in some GOP area. But in an overall national poll of Republicans, Trump was up 56% to DeSantis at 14 or 15. I forget which one, but I think it was 14 or 15. And then everybody else was 1% or 2%. So it wasn't even close. Trump was up by 40 points. So I don't think Trump will have a hard time with DeSantis. I think the big question now is, could he be Trump's vice president? I've seen a lot of people speculate he's going to name DeSantis, but they don't seem to understand what I do. The Electoral College says you can't have two candidates in the same state. So unless Trump changes his state of residence back to, say, New Jersey, where he's got a summer residence, he can't stay in Florida and have DeSantis as the VP.
That's true. That's very true. But I think that'd be a easy and quick fix, and I think that would be a dynamite ticket in the coming November of 2024. And, it would set the stage to change the country back into a direction that we need to. We're not going to just need one single term of another term of President Trump. We're going to need him to pass the baton to somebody like a potential President DeSantis to carry on the mantle and to continue the revolution, or better than revolution, continue the renaissance of America and keeping America great.
It's certainly the best ticket. No question. I'm all for a Trump DeSantis ticket. But you would need Trump to change his residence to New Jersey. And the question is he willing to pay those kinds of taxes to get another term as president? I would guess yes. In other words, he wants the presidency really badly. And if he wants it, DeSantis is the way to help him get it and then pass the baton. So I'm with you all the way. But, Trump makes, whatever he makes, say $200 million a year. You're talking about zero state income taxes in Florida. And you're talking about close to 10% in New Jersey. So you're talking about a pretty big sacrifice of millions of dollars, but Trump's got him, so I guess, it's not that big a deal. He's already got $1 billion or $2 billion. What's it matter if you pay some extra taxes each year? Let's hope, because Niger, I'm with you. That's the ticket. Trump DeSantis, and then 8 years of DeSantis after that, and America actually does have hope, and we can get this thing back again. So there we came to a final conclusion that's positive. I love it, Niger. You and I agree on that. That's the ticket, and then DeSantis, and we can save America. Good stuff. You convinced me. There's still hope. There's still hope in the world.
All right. Absolutely, my friend.
The music's on. We got to run. Niger Innes is a civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality, serves on the NRA Board of Directors. Obviously, the NRA understands what we understand. He is a great guy and a beloved guy, and as was his dad, Roy Innes, a beloved guy and a national treasure. Thank you, Niger. Great to have you on.
Thank you, brother.
All right, Wayne on the Root. The Root's on fire. RootForAmerica.com is the website. We'll be right back.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.